All right, I'm getting into the car. So now I'm in the back of what looks like, it feels like a regular car, right? But I'm looking at the screen. Can you tell me what I'm looking at here?
Sure, definitely. What you're seeing is this is our LiDAR unit that's on the top of the car. This is the picture in the back. It's a 360 view. The idea is there's 32 lasers that are sweeping. And what you're seeing is the...
Stephen Korzelius is a PhD candidate in computer engineering at UB. He's one of the people who helped transform a regular Lincoln MKZ into a full-fledged autonomous vehicle.
And I see there's some other icons on the side. It's like a little computer.
Yeah, that's
correct.
There's
a Mozilla Firefox icon. Can I go on the internet here?
Yes, you can. The computer's just running a standard Linux operating system. So that we're running all of our software on top of it.
Korzelius says the team got the car without any of the software that enables self-driving. They had to develop that and test it out, which was kind of the point of the project. Chungming Chow is chair of UB's Computer Science and Engineering Department.
The reason that we wanted to work on it and understand exactly how autonomous vehicle works is because we wanted to work on the testing, evaluation, and certification of the autonomous vehicle, which currently, you know, there is no national standards.
Chow says UB can help fill a gap between the silos that major tech companies and other automakers are currently working in to develop autonomous vehicles.
I think it makes sense for a third party, especially a neutral party like university, to lead that effort in terms of developing the national standards and methodologies to evaluate the safety of the autonomous vehicle.
There are strict requirements for getting permission to test autonomous vehicles on public roads in New York State. So UB's work was made possible in part by getting Service Center Road on campus designated as private. The interdisciplinary effort also includes the development of a virtual reality platform that combines real-world testing and simulation. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.